a note that the service is being recorded, and the entire service recording will be available on the password-protected member page on our website. Our prelude today is two songs by the Raging Grannies. Grannies Stand for Peace and Justice and Can't Scare Us. And welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. Whether you're connecting via Zoom or here in person, we are one community today, united in love and purpose, with plenty of seats where people can come in and sit. There are seats right up in the front. Come on, Menchie, come up front. My name is Karen Deaton. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I've been a member of Prairie for about 20 years. I've served on several committees and on our board of trustees. But my favorite role is my current one, coordinating programming for our young people as Director of Religious Exploration. Welcome to this morning, to this day, and to this opportunity to be together in community, which is a time of joy, comfort, and sometimes challenges. This Unitarian Universalist congregation is a place where we come to learn more about being human. We're not here because we've figured out life's questions or because we think we've got it right. We come here to learn more about being in relationship together, how to listen, how to forgive, how to be vulnerable, and how to create trust and compassion in one another. Our chalice lighting words will be read by Matt Wise.
I want to be with people who submerge in the task, who go into the fields to harvest and work in a row and pass the bags along, who stand in the line and haul in their places, who move in a common rhythm when the food must come in or the fire be put out.
Thank you, Matt. Our opening music is Vine and Fig Tree Round, which will be led by our choir director, Barb Park. The lyrics are in your order of service.
Good morning. So what we're going to do is we'll sing it once through just with the grannies, just to remind ourselves of the tune. The words are in your order of service. And then what we'll do is we'll do it like a standard round. So we'll sing it all once together and then divide into half. And this group can be number one, and this group number two. So we'll sing it through once together, and then twice as a round. And then the grannies have a little addendum to throw on the end. So don't think you're done, or if you want to try to, it's part of it's in Hebrew. We weren't going to make you sing the Hebrew. Okay, so let's just sing it all together once to remind ourselves how it goes.
Nation shall make war no
quickly. Today's story for all ages is a book called Can We Please Give the Police Department to the Grandmothers? And it's time for the youngsters to come on up with us oldsters to see the book.
I'll pass the book around to you all later.
Okay, can you hear me now? So I want to ask you guys, do you feel like the police are your friends who will help you if you have a problem? No.
They use guns to shoot cops.
They have guns, which is a scary thing, right? Guns are scary, and some people feel like the police aren't their friends because people with darker skin sometimes feel like the police are not their friends. But you know who are their friends and who will help them out when they have problems? Their grandmothers. So this book is called, Can We Please Give the Police Department to the Grandmothers? Can we please give the police department to the grandmothers? Give them the salaries and the pensions and the city vehicles, but make the vehicles a fleet of vintage Corvettes, Jaguars, and Cadillacs with white leather interiors, convertibles, digging the scene with the gangsta lean. Let the grandma's squad cars be badass. I know, that was kind of a bad one. It was in the book, so I had to read it. You would hear the old school jams like Patti LaBelle, Stevie Wonder, Anita Baker, and Al Green. You would hear Sweet Honey in the Rock harmonizing on We Who Believe in Freedom Cannot Rest, bumping out the speakers. And they got the booming systems. If you're up to mischief, they will pick you up swiftly in their sweet rides and look at you until you catch shame. Then she will ask you if you are hungry, and you say yes, and of course you are. On the dashboard, you'll see brown faces, shea buttered and loved up, and there will be no precincts. Just love temples with spaces to meditate and eat delicious food. Mangoes, blueberries, nectarines, cornbread, peas and rice, fried plantain, fufu, yams, greens, okra, peach pie, salad, and lemonade. Things that will make your mouth water and your soul arrive. All the hungry bellies will know warmth. All the children will expect love. The grandmas will help you with your homework. They'll practice yoga with you and teach you how to make jambalaya and coconut cake from scratch. When you're sleepy, a grandma will hum and rub your back while you drift off. A song that she used to have the record to when she was your age. She remembers how it felt to be you and to be young and to not know the world that good. Grandma is a sacred child herself, one who's just circled the sun enough times to enter into the ripeness of her cronehood. She wants your life to be sweeter. When you are wild and out because your heart is broke or you don't know what you need, a grandma will take your hand and lead you to her gardens. You can lie down amongst the flowers her grasses, roses, dahlias, irises, lilies, collards, kale, eggplants, blackberries. She wants you to know that you are safe and protected, limitless, sacred, sensual, divine, and free. The grandmas are the original warriors, wild since birth, comfortable and loving fiercely. They have fought so that you don't have to, not in the same way, at least. So give the police department to the grandmas. They are fearless, classy, and actualized. Blossomed from love, they wear what they want and say what they please. Believe that. There won't be noise citations when the grandmas ride through our streets, blasting Erykah Badu, Nina Simone, Marvin Gaye, Alice Coltrane, Jimi Hendrix, KRS-One, all that good music. The kid's gonna hula hoop to it and sell them lemonade made from heirloom pink lemons and maple syrup. The cars will be solar powered with no carbon footprints. The grandmas designed that technology themselves. At night, the grandmas will park the cars in a circle so all can sit in them with the tops down. You'll look at the stars, talk about astrological signs and what to plant tomorrow based on the moon's mood. They will help you memorize Audre Lorde and James Baldwin folks. There, they're all sitting in the cars at night. A grandma will always look you in the eye and acknowledge the light in you with no hesitation. She loves you fiercely forever. The end. We'll sing the kids out to their activities downstairs. Let's enter together into meditation. I'll ring the chime to begin and again to end our time of silence. Our presentation today is Raging Grannies. Barb Park and I planned the presentation, which will mostly be singing by the grannies. Barb?
Good morning. So who the heck are the Raging Grannies? We are a group of women of a certain age who advocate for peace, justice, women's rights, gun safety, the environment, and other issues of concern. We use humor, song, and a bit of street theater. We wear hats, aprons, sometimes shawls, as a caricature of a stereotypical old granny. We say we sing where we are invited, and sometimes where we aren't. Our roots go back to the first group of pro-peace, anti-nuclear women from Vancouver, British Columbia, who gained attention by protesting the arrival of U.S. nuclear subs in their harbor by paddling out to meet them and singing songs to the sailor. This is back in 1987. They were not well received, but gained public attention. Since then, gaggles, as our groups are known, spread across Canada and the U.S., and some as far as Europe. Locally, a small group of women from the Madison chapter of the Women's International League of Peace and Freedom formed a gaggle in 2003, and gradually the group grew into our substantial gaggle today. Mary Sanderson, who still sings us, was one of those original, still singing with the Grannies. Since then, Prairie members in the group have included Kathy Peterson, Karen Smith, and Karen Deaton. Our songs cover a wide variety of topics. Given what's gone on nationally in the past couple of weeks, Karen and I had a really hard time narrowing down the songs for this morning. So enough talking, let's sing. We're going to start with a lively one on climate change.
Many months ago,
Chris Garlow, the professor in the Gender and Women's Studies Department, approached the grannies and said, unbeknownst to you, I've been following your work for a lot of years, and you have even become part of my curriculum. So she offered us in return for favors to her class and to appear to be interviewed, a wonderful opportunity to archive all the work that the Raging Grannies have done since 2003. So we have been most fortunate to collect all our photos. We even have Mechie singing on the square. We have, going way back, we have photos of all of the grannies. We've lost 11 grannies during that time, and we are very fortunate to keep adding new members to our collection here. In association with the archive, which is an online and will be publicly available when it's complete, we also contributed to an exhibit that the Department of Materials Culture is sponsoring at Nancy Nicholas Hall on campus on Linden Drive. And it is a wonderful collection of shawls, aprons, buttons, and videos of grannies performing. It even has a cutout of two grannies, and you can have your photograph taken as a raging granny. So we encourage you. Also, the work of Evelyn Kane is much celebrated in that exhibit, and I wanted to be sure to mention that because you will want to see it. So it is in Nancy Nicholas Hall, and it is on the first floor and the third floor, and there are pull-out drawers. There are many opportunities to scan a QR code and get a granny story read to you. So please take advantage of this. It's just been extended. It was supposed to end in beginning of February. It's been extended till the end of March, and we invite you to go and visit it.
Barb and Karen have asked me to talk about songwriting. The next three songs we're going to sing, I wrote the lyrics for. And we have other songwriters here. Kathy Miner is one of our songwriters. Rebecca has written songs. Joy has written songs. I don't want to leave anybody out. Barb has contributed as well. So we do a lot of that, and how it's done is different for each of us. I'm usually inspired by either an event or an idea that someone has shared with me. The three songs that are coming are representative of all of those ideas. Searching for rhyming words, Rhyme Zone is one of my favorite places online. And it helps enormously, trying to get the meter right so that the song fits to the melody. Trying to find a melody that says what I want it to say, has the right mood, the right tone. This next song is called There Might Be a Gun. And I wrote it shortly after the slaughter in Uvalde, Texas. Because all I could think about were those children trapped in that classroom while the adults who were supposed to protect them waited outside. So this song is in the voice of a 5-year-old child.
Please join with us clapping during the chorus.
childbearing son, and it's no nay never. No nay never, no more will I keep my voice quiet as I've done before. They came for black marchers with tear gas and mace, but when I look in the mirror, I see a white face. They said the election was stolen, they lied, but I'm candidate one, so I stayed on the side, and it's no nay never. No nay never, no more will I keep my voice quiet as I've done before. Now democracy's threatened, they won't count my vote.
So we wanted to leave plenty of time for discussion, so you can say the words.
Introduce the discussion time. Now is the time that our community dedicates for discussion around the focus of today's service. Relying on the Covenant of Good Relations as a guide to ensure all voices are welcomed and relationships are valued, we have 15 minutes for discussion. As you approach the podium, please watch your step near the microphone cord and the chalice. Form a line on either side of the room or raise your hand to receive a microphone. Introducing yourself with your name and pronouns is welcomed. For those on Zoom, raise a virtual hand and unmute once called on. Or you may type into the chat to hear your comment read aloud.
Renee, she, her, hers. A group question that you can show on your hands is how many years you've been with the granny. So you can put on your hands up to 10. If it's more than 10, you can do a thumb. If it's more than 20, do two thumbs. So I want to see on your hands how many years you've all been with the raging grannies. Let's see.
Hi, I'm Dory, she, her, and I hope I don't cry when I say this because I'm right on the verge. But I was talking to some children yesterday about the Unitarian principles, and I almost did cry then because I feel like everything that we stand for and that we care about is being taken away from us. But then I realized we are the flame that has to stay alive until we get our world back. So we have to stand strong as Unitarians and as progressives. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Tuppence Vandevarse, she, her. You guys got up and started singing, and all I could remember was the musical Pippin, and there's the grandmother who sings the song Just No Time at All. And even as a little girl, when I first saw that, that's who I wanted to be when I grew up. So it's very inspiring to see you here. Thanks.
Oh, I'm Robin Sheher, but I'd just like somebody to introduce all the grannies who you are.
We could pass the mic around.
Well, let's see. That's John, you put the microphone on.
What?
Hold on. Give me. Testing. No, it's not on. I'll get to try this one. Testing. None of the microphones are on.
Hello?
There we go.
I don't know what the other one's doing.
Why don't you tell how long your names and how long you've been in the grannies?
And anything else.
And stand up.
My name is Karen, and I joined the grannies just this past summer, but they are a very friendly and welcoming group, and I encourage anybody who's interested to find out about joining.
Joy Morgan, I'm coming up on my ninth year with the grannies, and I always like to point out that we represent three decades here. We've got the 60-year-olds, the 70-year-olds, the 80-year-olds, and we have an octogenarian caucus now. And we have two nonagenarians that when they are in town or able to join us, will come and join us too.
My name is Ann, and I'm probably the newest granny. I'm here about 3 weeks. So I'm looking at my music very carefully because it's so important. It's a joy to be in the group. It's a giving and loving and welcoming group. And I, too, encourage anyone who might be interested to join.
Thank you. I'm Carol Carstensen. I've been a granny since 2017. It was my way of dealing with Trump 1.0, and it will be the way of dealing with Trump 2.0.
I'm Donna Littlethan. I've been here for 6 years, and just appreciate the friendship, the sincerity of the truth, and the caring that goes on. From day to day, week to week, and year to year.
Let's hand it to the back row.
Oh, I didn't know that we
had
the back row.
We are the back row.
You know, I taught school, middle school, for 44 years, and I had gone to the Farley Center for one of their festivals. There were three of these interestingly dressed ladies out there and singing great songs. And I thought, someday I'm going to be old enough to get to do that. And then, wow, I did it. Oh, Jeannie and I.
Hi, my name is Sue Deming, and I'm a relatively new granny, under a year. I don't know the exact time, but it's a wonderful group, and a friend of mine saw the grannies perform at the farmer's market, which they do regularly, and she said, you got to be a granny. So they let me in.
Are we here?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Bev Mazur, and I joined in 2016 with joy. The same time. And the mentor that got me into the group said, don't worry, you can sing in the key of me. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
Hello, I'm Rebecca Alwyn. I'm in my 14th year as a raging granny. It has really enriched my life tremendously, and I've become aware of events and people in Madison that I probably
I have never felt more welcome in a group, and I, too, encourage people to join if you're interested.
I'm Kathy Miner. I came to my first granny practice in November of 2010, and then, of course, in the ensuing months was swept up in the Wisconsin uprising of 2011, the Act 10 protests. I spent a lot of time up at the square. It is truly a wonderful, wonderful group to be part of.
I'm Susan Bickley, and I have been a granny since 2007, so 15 years or so, and never regretted a minute of it.
I'm Sheila Plotkin. I've been a granny since 2013. I started admiring them during the uprising. But when they were given an award, I happened to be there, and after they finished singing, I walked up to Barb Park, who was conducting, and said to her, I know I can pass the physical. What else do I have to do? And she said, come to rehearsals, and I've been coming ever since. Best decision I ever made.
Well, and you all know me, Barbara Park, or most of you do. And as I say, I don't know how many of you remember Rosemary Lester, the old folks amongst you will. And she was an early granny, and she said, you have to come to a rehearsal because they can't sing. And they need a director. And I was already the choir director. She said, you have to come and you have to direct. And I said, I can't just come to a group and direct. So the rehearsal was in Joe and Joanne Elder's living room. And I made it through about half a rehearsal before I said, Uncle, okay, I'll direct. And then later on, at one of our retreats, I conducted a class called Conducting 101, and Deb grabbed it, took it, and ran with it. So she does all of our farmers market organizing. She is a terrific street performer. Oh yeah, so let me give you to Deb.
My name is Deborah Lofgren, and the first time I saw the grannies was at a Vets for Peace rally, where Ben Mazel, I don't know people who remember him, was washing our flag because it had blood on it. And there were these women that had these hats and shawls, and they were singing about peace. And I said, God, I love hats. I like peace. I want to be part of them. And of course, then after Act 10 came down and there was such an organizing thing going on, I joined the grannies, and I'm going on, it's been 14 years, going on my 15th year.
Hello, my name is Andy, he, him, his, and I just was wondering, what was the most contentious granny time?
Somebody want to answer that? Contentious? You mean within the group or the politically? Political.
Well, we are women with strong opinions. So we don't generally disagree about issues, although it has happened. One of the more difficult issues for us to grapple with has been the Israeli-Palestinian situation. And we were struggling with that and having conversations about that long before the current problems that have been occurring between Israelis and Palestinians. Finally have a song that we can agree on that represents both the Israeli and Palestinian point of view, but it took a long time, but it did happen. Kathy wrote a song called Fanaticism, naming fanaticism as a problem. We have had heated conversations at rehearsals about specific words in our songs, and sometimes we're arguing about whether the line should start with but or without but. So, we always believe that our relationships with each other are the most important thing, and we really do disagree respectfully, caring deeply about each other, and hope that we model that behavior in everywhere we go in the world.
Anybody else want to take a crack at it?
What I was really interested is not the contention between yourselves, but you know, you're sitting there singing. Have people come up and been angry with you? What was the most, you know, difficult time while you all were singing?
Well, one of the examples that's been experienced at the farmer's market is there's a young man who has come with a sign. Deborah, what does his sign say?
Abortion is murder.
Yeah, a large sign that says abortion is murder. And we sing songs about abortion rights. There's more than one in the farmer's market packet. But that young man has come back repeatedly, and he's been noticed tapping his foot to the songs. And he's engaged in conversation with some of the grannies. We have had experiences where somebody if we've sung the same place, like sometimes we sing for in senior homes, and Deborah, again, had the experience of a man coming up to her and saying, the first time you sang here, I really didn't like what you said and what you sang. He came up to her the next time and said, you know what? I think you're right about a few things.
A number of the grannies were arrested for singing at the Capitol during the resurrection. I think one of my favorite pictures of the grannies are three or four grannies surrounded by Capitol police who sort of loom over them. And they don't look intimidated at all. The grannies were going ahead. I was arrested, but I was not yet a granny.
Yeah, we often say that the grannies have more fun than anybody ought to be allowed to have while being serious about the issues. And I think some of the comments, you know, about people that have changed their minds slightly from listening to us kind of speak to that. We truly mean our messages, but we're trying to use humor and hopefully melody to get them across. One of our lines in our song says, if they stay in tune, that will spell our doom. So we're trying to use humor and melody and camaraderie to make serious points about things we think need changing in the world. And we hope that that's a good way to get that across.
I just wanted to add, after what Carol said, after the grannies had been arrested, and it was on a lot of the talk shows and radio shows, we were hesitant, but we were not going to stop. And the next farmer's market, we went and we got ready, we got our songs out, and we were starting to sing, and a group of Capitol Police started coming from the Capitol. And I want to tell you, that the people on the square who were just shopping at the farmer's market surrounded us. And after that time, they never approached us again, even though we do not have a permit and we were singing. But I think, I absolutely think it was, first of all, they probably were just doing their jobs and didn't even want to do it. But when they saw there was support just amongst people on the street, they backed off.
We're going to need to cut it off very soon.
I just want to say that what Deborah just described is what I meant when I wrote, "We are the guardrails now."
And just very quickly, to your point, after a recent gig, I was approached saying, you have no diversity. And this is something that we have also talked about, we've discussed. Most of our songs are steeped in white American traditional folk songs that don't resonate with people of other cultures. But we are discussing that, and we really do hope that we can create some diversity amongst us as soon as possible.
I'm really delighted that there's so much discussion that wants to happen, but we need to move on. We're sharing our offering this quarter with the Catalyst Project, a mutually supportive community for single mothers and their children who have experienced homelessness. Our offertory will be another song from the Raging Grannies called "If My Uterus Were a Gun."
Have you heard the news of late? How Republicans in state after state are launching huge legislative fights against women's reproductive rights. Debate would be done if my uterus were
It's a complicated microphone situation today, isn't it? Our closing words will be read by Barb Park.
If Barb Park can sneak her way in. The older I get, this is a quote from Susan B. Anthony. The older I get, the greater power I seem to have to help the world. I am like a snowball. The further I am rolled, the more I gain.
And our closing music today is a song called This Land Needs Honest History. It's sung to the tune of This Land Is Your Land. The lyrics are on the back of your order of service, and you're all invited to sing along. You might think, because we called that our closing music, that that would be the end of the service, but not so. We have a few announcements and some other activities here. Today, after the service, please join us for a potluck meal. Everyone is welcome, especially visitors. We need several volunteers to help set up tables, move chairs, and prep for food service, because the potluck happens in this room. So we ask that everyone else please move to the lobby area when we finish, while the setup is going on. Donations are welcome and are split with the Catalyst Project. Next Sunday's service is The Power of Promise. Mary Sue Reuterbuch will interview Dr. Hasimi Traore, and I'll learn how to pronounce his name maybe, and we'll learn the story of how Hasimi fulfilled a lifelong promise by purchasing an ambulance and taking it home to Burkina Faso. After the service next week, the Prairie UU Parents Group, PUPS, will have a meeting. And we still need two more volunteers to help with childcare for the Know Your Rights event at the Allied Boys and Girls Club on February 14th from 5 to 7. Please let Molly Plunkett know by email if you can help. There are more announcements in your order of service and in the News of the Week email. At this time, we're stopping the recording.